Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, one of our big Lions conversations today is, do you hope to win tonight or do you expect to win tonight? The injuries are mounting. No one's going to call you names if you don't think they're winning, but John and I expect the Lions to win tonight. A reminder, if you're driving into work, be safe. Heather, you were cutting it close today.
Ooh, I walked in right at like 5:58. It took me a lot. It took me about 20 minutes longer than normal. It was a slow drive, but that was really early, right? No one was really on the road.
Yeah. Hopefully they've been, you know, plowed a few times now.
I'm not sure there's much to plow. It's just a matter of laying down the salt.
Yeah.
Well, you have people who freak out first snow of the year. They freak out. How do we drive? They forget. They get amnesia.
That happened on Friday. Yeah. You guys weren't in, so you didn't experience it.
But for a lot of people that had the day off, this is kind of their first deal driving into work. And so just a reminder, you know what you're doing, but the people around you might not. So just drive safe, get into work in one piece today. We have another question for Lions fans, and it's for Lions fans, the women in their life. Tom, you were at a Lions game recently, and you noticed more women than ever are going to Lions football games.
Yeah, so I went to the Jaguars game. It was the 17th of November, and a little bit out of routine attendance of a game because I spent half the time in the press box and half the time I went down and sat with the family. So part of that meant that I was walking down to the seats during the late in the second quarter. And it just really hit me, like, how many women were at the game and into it and absolutely decked out in Lions gear.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've been picking up on this. I've noticed my wife, like, she is into watching the games right now, asking some football questions that maybe she didn't know prior instead of just really casually watching it.
Yeah. She wasn't like this before this year.
No, it was, I think it started last year with the playoffs, you know, especially the NFC Championship game. Yeah. But, I've just noticed that the women are really into it more. Like, one thing I really observed, it wasn't like, you know, younger women or people there. That it was like groups of women just going to a game. Or I noticed a lot of probably season ticket holders sitting with would be their wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in the past, a lot of times you're going with your buddy. So, like, is your woman, your significant other, gobbling up your other seat right now? That kind of stuff. And I'm not like we're not sitting here profiling or anything like that.
No, there's a lot of women who like football. Yeah.
Previously,
course.
It was, hey, you got two season tickets. Take your friend. I don't want to go.
Exactly.
But this year, it's, hey, we're making this investment. I'm going.
Well, and again, we're not talking about the women who have always loved football. The NFL is a huge following among women. We're talking about women who ordinarily didn't give a damn about football that are suddenly watching the game with you. They want to go to the game with you. They want to buy Lions gear. They're buzzing about this football team. They've gotten more people involved and turned people into fans who weren't before.
I mean, I know I can just, sitting here with Heather, and it's not just Colin. I know I can tell that you're into it.
Oh, I am really into it, and definitely more than ever. I've always been kind of into it, but I also kind of have never really cared. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've always been into it, but never really. If I couldn't go watch a game, I can't watch. Like, it's not a big deal, but now I do. I want to watch the game. The close. It's crazy. Like, there is so many new Lions gear. Like, I shop at some, like, little boutique-y stores. And they've got like whole Lions sections now, right? Like there is so much Lions gear out there, and I find myself wanting to buy it more and more and more. And it's
what a winning team
like,
does.
When I walked in the door yesterday and Colin said, "Do you want to go to the game?" I was like, "Yeah, I want to go to the game." And then, wait a minute, hold on, how much is it? Like, let's think about this a little bit more. But yeah, like I want to go to games more than I ever have.
I saw a white Jeep over the weekend, and it was had black tinted windows, but it had like the stripe going down the middle of the top of the helmet.
Oh, cool.
And it had two huge Lions logos on each door.
Wow.
And a woman got out.
Yeah.
I love that.
Not a guy, you know. And I've seen the Black Lions truck, a few of them. Have you guys seen those?
Oh, yeah. I've seen,
which are cool, but those usually guys are driving them and stuff. And I don't know. I just thought it was a real cool observation just how invested people are in this entire area in this team right now.
Okay, no problem.
Well, there's so many more people invested. Guys, gals, it doesn't matter because they are, one, they're fun to watch. Offense is always fun to watch. They're winning, and it just makes it more fun. And the talk around town is all about the Detroit Lions. So, yeah, I think whether it's a, you know, you're taking your significant other instead of a buddy, I think it's just this is what a good team does.
Right. And look, when we opened up the phones earlier and did the expect to win or hope to win thing, we had two women call.
Yep.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen with the Pistons or Red Wings usually.
We don't have anybody.
There's
call.
A little bit of a, I guess back in the day, there was the phrase for the Red Wings women fans, puck bunnies. And I think this dwarfs what the puck bunnies used to be.
I think that might be the politically correct way of saying what you're saying. Anyway, you have women who are getting involved in this and watching more of this. You have, I would say, if women who have already been watching this, if their husbands weren't into football and are starting to watch now, we'll take those phone calls too. It's just pulling people in who were casual or weren't even fans a year ago, 2 years ago, that now can't get enough of this Lions fever.
Yeah.
Are we going to ask the other question that we put along with this?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so I know this has already been going on, and it's very weird for a guy to say this, but the ladies like him some Dan Campbell. Big time. The ladies in general in our area think Dan Campbell's hot. And Thanksgiving Day, my mother-in-law, we went over her house. She didn't watch 1 second of the game. When I was there, I went with the boys at halftime, so maybe she watched earlier.
Yeah.
But during dinner, I like Dan Campbell.
Oh, it's, oh really? She says it.
Yeah. Is he married?
I just won the ticket. Who's this?
Holly, watch out. They're coming for him.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's part of the phenomenon here a little bit. I think he's such a likable guy. I think he comes across almost as like a fatherly figure slash dad. Well,
he's a good leader,
Yeah.
He's charismatic.
And Heather, I know you've got... You've said that he's got a lot of attractive qualities.
Oh, sure. Not only is his personality endearing and people like that, which also makes him more attractive, but I mean, he's a really big guy. He's an attractive guy, right? Like, I think there's a lot to like about him. I think a lot of women like him. I think a lot of guys like him, not that way, right? Like, they don't look at him and be like, oh, he's hot, right? But they like him. Yeah. Like, he's a likable man.
Magnetic personality, right?
Yeah.
He's rugged, he's tough, but he's also kind of in touch with his emotions, which I'm sure women eat that up, right? 248-539-9797. He's got little dogs, right? He's got the little tiny dogs.
Little dogs make you hot?
No, but if you're going to, like, let's say you're on a dating site and you've got a picture with a dog, your hotness level did just go up.
Really?
Yeah. Sure.
Does it matter
throw a guitar in your hand plus the dog?
Where do you want up 2 points.
Yeah.
Wow.
Make sure you got a beard up even more.
3 points. 248-539.
On and on and on.
Turn yourself from a 5 to an 8. Don't shave. Buy a guitar and buy a dog.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Boom,
include a picture of the dog, not yourself.
It's just 5 photos of dogs. Who is even the person I'm swiping on? Uh-huh. Okay, we got phone calls to get to. 248-539-9797. We threw a lot at you. For the football fanatic, hope to win, expect to win. But for generally, what have you seen in your life? The women in your life, the non-sports fan in your life, have they become more invested in this football team? And to Tom's question, is Dan Campbell hot? We'll get to Josh and Taylor. Josh, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great.
Good. How are you?
Good. So with the expect to win, hope to win thing, you know, as much as I'd love to say I expect to win, it's kind of hard seeing that the Green Bay Packers have Josh Jacobs and he seems to be on fire right now. And seeing and now that DJ Reader's listed is out, you know, it's kind of scary. So I'm on the hope to win side for this game.
hopefully, though, Brian Branch and Jack Campbell can pick up with some run support and help out. But
yep.
DJ Reader is just such an unsung hero of our team, I feel like, and he needs the respect he deserves.
It's a really good phone call because DJ Reader doesn't put up big stats, but has meant so much to this defense and what they do at the line of scrimmage. I think TOP decides this football game. Now, I think Detroit's got the offense to win TOP at home. Long drives, score touchdowns, but we said we weren't going to call anybody names or a hater if you don't think they're winning tonight.
No, I get it. Josh Jacobs, good back. Real good back. And they've got a good offensive line. It is a concern. I still think that this is a team that is constructed to first stop the run. It has improved and greatly improved in the secondary, but I do think that they are constructed, no matter who's up there, to stop the run.
Ticket texters, 248-539-9797. Gay dude here. Dan Campbell is hot. Dan and Warren. So it is not just the women. People love them some Dan Campbell. We've invited these ticket techs. We have another one that says, as a guy, Dan Campbell has daddy vibes. All right, some of these ticket texts, I don't know if I'm going to read because they're going to turn into drops, but some of you are very infatuated with Dan Campbell.
Read them.
Yeah, come on, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. Please add that one to the board, although he's the one that's going to be pressing the buttons.
This one says, coach me, daddy, Dan. And there's more like that. This one says, Dan Campbell equals man crush. Another one says, he's a badass. I would drink a beer with him. Joe in Wixom. We've asked men and women about the interest level in this football team. And one of the questions was Dan Campbell's appeal, both sexual and otherwise. He is a guy that people want to root for.
So uncomfortable.
You're not at all comfortable
no,
with this.
No, no.
I'm sure he would not want to hear this conversation either. But it's a real phenomenon. We've noticed it, that there are a lot of people who love them some Dan Campbell. And we've also just asked the question, have you seen the non-fans in your life turn into fans? And we think of like our wives who maybe aren't big football fans, but it could be, hey, if you're a woman who's been watching this football team for 10, 15 years, have you noticed some of your girlfriends or your guy friends or people who weren't watching suddenly turn into rabid Lions fans?
Yeah, on Twitch it says probably more casual fans than non-football fans are excited to watch a winner. It's must-see TV. It is. Yeah. But I think on the flip side, though, it's not just must-see TV. It's become an event. Like going down the games, going to Ford Field is, and I don't know if it's a, you know, you show up to work on a Monday after a Sunday game and it's, yeah, I was at the game. You want to be able to say you were there. I don't care what the reasoning is. It has absolutely become an event.
So, John, I know Lisa's a big football fan.
Oh, yeah.
And Kelsey, you've said Jim is getting more into the Lions.
The only football she will watch is the Lions.
Okay. Now, have they ever just in passing made a comment about Dan Campbell?
My mother-in-law loves Dan Campbell.
Something about the mother-in-laws.
Yeah. We've known Dan for a while, so I don't. I mean,
it's weird.
She's never made
you.
That comment. Yeah. So I don't mean she actually knew Dan before I met Lisa. So I mean, the football community is a very small community.
So you got three daughters. Are they into the Lions?
Oh yeah, they're all into the Lions. Okay. Yeah, not even going to comment on that.
Oh no no no
no no no.
Come on, but they went there, not me.
So another ticket text. Dan Campbell.
Oh.
Let's just say it out loud.
This is part of the job. Dan Campbell makes my knees wobble when he wears gray sweatpants, signed Mike in Williamston.
I think they're just trolling you now. They're trying to get you to say anything.
Girls are crazy about him. This one says that their mom has a pillow of his face, Aaron in Canton. Let's get to Ted in Kalamazoo. Ted, good morning.
It's so uncomfortable.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Sorry, I got to go through that, Jim.
Part of the job.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, you're able to find some satisfaction. Anyway, so my daughter watched me growing up as a Lions fan. I didn't think she was paying attention. And then this year, she went away to school, and she's turned into this rabid Lions fan and finds ways to get with her friends to watch the games. The problem is she goes to Northern Michigan University, and she found out like week two or three that she now lives in Packers country.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And now she has developed a deep-seated hatred for the Packers because she's a Lions fan, right?
That's so beautiful. It's, cool, it's all development. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's been cool watching her develop into a Lions fan. And then I also realized, it helped me realize how big everyone else is on it, because trying to find her an Amon-Ra St. Brown, her king, jersey,
that's black is impossible. And you used to be able to just walk in anywhere and just get whatever you wanted, and now they're just gone. Everything's gone. Yeah. You can't get anything. So, but it's cool watching her develop her love for football and be a Lions fan, and I take it as a little bit of badge of honor that she chose my team. But
yep.
No, that's cool. You got something to bond over.
Good parenting.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she's fighting the good fight. And
yeah. Well, here's the other thing. From outside the market, like, okay, Lucy is I think she's a pretty big Lions fan. And now that she's living down in West Lafayette, obviously she's close to Indianapolis, and she's like, you know, she'll make a comment, you know, on Sundays when she's watching the game, she'll put on some Lions gear. It she doesn't see the same thing down there. Like, that fan base, even, you know, they're not great, but they do have some guys that are, you know, quote unquote, you know, marketable or stars. And she's like, Dad, I don't see Colts stuff anywhere. Like, they just, and those that claim they are Colts fans just don't seem to have the same juice for their team, even though, you know, I mean, she's watched a lot of bad Lions football. She's still a Lions fan.
248-539-9797. Let's get some phone calls in the mix on this. Let's go to Bob in Canton. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, all. So, hey, I've been married for 15 years. I'm a Michigan Slappy. Go Blue, John.
Go Blue.
And at that point, my wife kind of became more of a casual football fan, you know, going to some tailgates and such. But ever since Hard Knocks, man, she's been all in on the Lions. And, I mean, she's planning things. We're actually planning our family Christmas around the Lions game on the 22nd. We're meeting somewhere to do something else, and we're recording the game, staying in a bubble, coming back to watch it. So, yeah, there's a lot of the casual fans that really are just – it's taken over her life now. So
that's great. Makes your life easier.
I was going to say, that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Bob. Yeah, texters have said this has been a real thing. I have a buddy who used to go to the games with me for 20 years, and now he goes with his wife. I was booted from the seats.
Oh, little animosity. She's going to drive a wedge between us. It took 20 years, but she finally got that wedge.
She wants to watch the Lions. She's into it. Let's get to Tyler in Port Huron. Tyler, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So about the game tonight, I think I expect them to win, but I do not think they're going to cover. But yeah, I do think they are going to pull it out. And then as of the last year or two, my wife has become a crazy Lions fan. She'd always never watched the game with me. You know, I'd always watch it. Now she makes it a point to watch it. She's moving her work schedule. She's switching with people at work. She's doing whatever, she's canceling plans, doing whatever she's got to do to see that game.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. What's the plans for tonight? You guys going to watch it together? Are you going by any chance?
No. We went to the Jags, and we went to Monday Night Football against the Seahawks.
Okay.
Tonight we're going to be barbecuing at my dad's place.
Okay. Still celebrating the game.
Yep. And, yeah, she's just been crazy. Lots of jerseys. She's got two or three now all this year. A lot of House of Hutch merchandise for his charity. She's been supporting that.
Awesome.
And then what actually caught me off guard was sports books, without telling me, makes a FanDuel. And she hit two parlays 2 weeks in a row and didn't take any advice from me. And I've been kind of playing them weekly, you know. And she's like, check this out, $20 into 250, $20 into 300.
Oh, nice. She's out betting you.
She is doing better than I am, yes.
We can all relate to that on this show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then one more thing. In terms of the hotness of Dan Campbell and whatnot, all the ladies in my family are calling him Dad Campbell and Daddy Campbell.
Yep.
John is so uncomfortable with all of this.
I just can't wait to share this conversation with Dan.
But you can see why, right?
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah, I get it. I just can't wait to I can't wait. This is going to be so much fun.
If his reaction's good, will you pass it along to us?
Oh, I certainly will.
All right, perfect. More Lions thoughts. There's a lot to weigh in on. Football-wise, do you hope to win? Do you expect to win? And then the fan question. The people in your life that are more invested in the Lions because they're winning and maybe because the coach gets them hot and bothered. It's 97.1.